The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alva, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Lies, feline, with a death wish. Be right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, with destiny.
Welcome into the show. Everyone's back in their normal spots. I mean, the guys from 12 to 6 will still be out and about. They're going to be at St. Arnold's today. You can go out there and join them. But with Sean and I back here in studio at 12, and no Astros or Rockets to talk about as far as the games, it led to a inter-show discussion in between the transition from Lance leaving to me coming in about how old you have to be before you can no longer be called an orphan. And because this show and that show are very dumb, the opinions varied. I don't know if this is a discussion we can even have. I'm just telling you what happened behind the scenes. You guys think, hey, serious sports talk, maybe more discussions about who the Rockets should want to face? No. Just about maybe you're too old to be called an orphan if you're 25. And this all stemmed from Sean referencing something from Curb Your Enthusiasm, because Super Dave Osborne was calling himself an orphan at like 66 years old or however old he is in that show. So that's what time we're on today. At 11:30, Michael Carroll will join us. He will tell you what you should or shouldn't watch in movies and television. Our weekly segment with him is back. And without the Astros and Rockets playing last night, what do you focus on? I mean, maybe the biggest game of interest for the Rockets was the T-Wolves and Memphis. And I like to call it, can you just be normal NBA Cup game? Like, that's the game where you have Ant Edwards and Ja Morant on the same floor at the same time. Two guys who the NBA would probably love to highlight, with eventually Kevin Durant being gone and Steph being gone. And, of course, LeBron, whenever he decides to stop going to Germany for treatments and he's gone. These are two guys the NBA could focus on and go, these are our guys for the future. Instead, neither one of them can be normal. Ja's stuff is on the court and now more recently off the court. The Anthony Edwards thing is you have to be really into the internet to know what Anthony Edwards is on. But the NBA knows. So it was a game where the Wolves pulled away late, well, particularly in the fourth quarter. So those two teams are still 7th and 8th in the standings, I believe, with the Kings in 9th. And there's one king who somehow, some way, is the only player to ever accomplish something in the play-in era. I don't think I've ever said play-in era before, but it is that time, and there's one guy who's accomplished something no one has ever accomplished before, so we'll talk about that in a little bit, a king. But the Wolves win. They still have to win and get some help to get out of the play-in. So right now, as it stands, we've got Rockets at 2, of course, solidified at 2, and the Grizzlies, the Warriors, and the T-Wolves all at 47 and 33. If the season ended today, and of course it means a little bit more, considering there's only one game left for these teams, for the most part. There are some teams who have two left, like the Suns, but they're eliminated, so it doesn't matter. We are on track to see Warriors in 6 against the Lakers and the Rockets against the Grizzlies, because the Grizzlies, despite losing, still hold a tiebreaker over the Wolves with one game to go. But last night, Ja still is being Ja. While Anthony Edwards didn't do anything but just be a good basketball player, Ja Morant leaned into what has become a talking point in the last couple weeks. He threw another grenade. And he had a nice scoop with his right hand that some people, because he celebrated, come down the court holding out his right hand, and it looks like he's carrying like a bazooka or something. Not in a way you would fire it, but just carrying one because, you know, it's an awkward weapon to have on you. But it looks like he's just saying, Look at my right hand. Look how good I am, or whatever. But some people are like, there's Ja with another weapon. I don't think that was what that was.
It feels like a reach. That one feels like a reach.
This is one of the times when a guy one hand scoops and he just holds his hands up. Yeah. Look at my hand. That's what that was.
If he started like shaking it, like say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, it wasn't Scarface. But the other one, he threw a grenade and this time put his hands over his ears to cover from the concussive force of the grenade exploding. So he's still about that. I don't know if the NBA is going to like, all right, man, we took rifles away from you. We took automatic weapons. We took handguns away from you. Do we have to take ordnance away from you? No mortar fire, no grenades. Don't put a land air missile on your shoulder. I don't know what it is, but stop it. No bazookas. No, don't mimic what's happening in the John Wick ballerina movie where she has a flamethrower. None of that stuff. Or maybe the other guy has a flamethrower. She has like a high-powered hose to fight it. Yes, that's in one of the trailers. Get ready for that. And it turns out in that movie, it looks like it's going to be her versus John Wick. Because the first teaser trailer made it look like they're going to be on the same side. And the next trailer looks like they're going to be fighting. So either way, does the NBA step in at some point and go, all right, man, we appreciate your creativity, but could you just be normal and play ball? And if you do one more gesture that suggests you want to decimate the front line of an opposing military from a 1919 set war, we're going to have a problem with you. I guess they're going to let him get away with it. He's willing to keep doing it. I don't know that mindset. It feels, I will say, immature. But, hey, didn't help him win last night. And they're stuck in a plan. So that was really the game of importance last night, unless you like P.J. Tucker getting some run against the Pistons last night.
I mean, who doesn't love Rockets legend P.J. Tucker?
Recently extended P.J. Tucker. Couldn't find an NBA home this year until the Knicks were like, you know what? We like you.
Not only do we like you for this year.
We like you for...
Give us next year, yeah, too, on the house.
You mean Tibbs leaning into veterans? Who would have thought? How much P.J. Tucker's going to play in a playoff series? I can't speak to that.
For the Knicks' sake, hopefully not much.
Hopefully not much. But if you're Dennis Schroeder and you try to bully Jalen Brunson, there's P.J. Tucker to knock you on the ground after fouling you and then stand over you, much like you did to Jalen Brunson. I appreciate that energy from P.J. because it's a regular season game, which the Knicks went on to lose. The Pistons went at home. But if you are going to be part of this roster, these are the things you have to do. For however many minutes you play, if someone like Dennis Schroeder is trying to punk our star guard, go on. Knock him to the ground and give him the same energy that he gave Jalen Brunson. So that's why I guess you signed P.J. Tucker. It's very silly because what's going to happen? I say that it is the Pistons, so you never know what's going to happen. But knocking down Dennis Schroeder leads to what? Is that going to keep Dennis Schroeder from trying to punk Jalen Brunson again? We will see. They may see each other in the playoffs. Right now, it's the Knicks at 3 with the Pistons at 6. And, in fact, they're pretty much locked in. The Pistons and the Bucks have 2 more games apiece. Pistons are 2 games back of the Bucks. So in all likelihood, you're going to see the Knicks versus the Pistons. And if you want to call it a playoff preview last night, you can. And the Knicks lost that one. So we're getting close, which means it's getting a little bit more exciting. At a point in the year, you get kind of tired because the season was going a certain way. You could see the Rockets are going to be very good. And the question of seeding became maybe more talked about than it should, because mostly in my eyes it's about matchups. The 2 seed was an accomplishment people could lean into, but now who are you going to play? That's most important, and the Rockets can, I guess, have a say if they cared enough, but it doesn't appear they're going to care.
It would also be such a like 4-dimensional chess move to try to manipulate this just because they're all so close.
Yeah, why put in the effort? I mean,
or are you better off just like, hey, let's just rest Van Vliet and anyone Alfred else that's like dealing with something.
Yeah, and if you need to make up a reason why a guy isn't available, just make sure it's one good enough for the NBA to believe before you catch a fine. And Jalen will likely play the minutes he needs to continue to qualify to get his 82 games, and that's cool. But for the rest of those guys, I am interested at maybe not the last game of the year, but will these guys get spot duty against the Lakers? Maybe.
You would think that they would want to play one, and not like full game playing 40-something minutes, but, you know, one game with the full rotation, just like because they, by benefit of not being in the play-in, won't play again until Saturday or Sunday next week, just depending on which playoff matchup they get. They're not going to play until probably Saturday, I'd imagine. So, you know, after resting everyone, what, two nights ago against the Clippers, like, now you're going on, like, it's going to be over a week where you don't play a real game where the full crew isn't out there. I do wonder if you want not, like, full-on old-school third preseason game in the NFL dress rehearsal, but, like, have one game where you see what the Thunder are doing, where they're playing Shea and they're playing these guys 24 to 30 minutes.
6 minutes spurts at a time.
Yeah,
get them in for six, and then they can sit and get them in for another six, and let that be how you handle it.
You can still play Reed Shepard. You can still go 12 deep, but it's just you are still getting your playoff guys some run. Again, as long as they're not dealing. Like, if normally they would have to play through something like we've heard Fred VanVleet is, then I'm okay with him sitting. But for guys that are mostly healthy, you're just doing it just to take an easy approach to the last few games this season. I'd want one more of these last two games where you actually kind of run through the tape.
Yeah, and the question, at least for me, is will they treat any of this, not specifically like a dress rehearsal, but will they determine these are eight guys, these are nine guys? How deep will this rotation go, and will we get a preview of that maybe tonight against the Lakers? I think the Rockets, without the limitations of back-to-backs that forced Tari to miss time, and certainly health always plays a part. Maybe they're a nine-deep team. I'm trying to figure out the guy who's like the half man who gets 7 minutes here in a game. It maybe gets to 10, depending on foul trouble.
Probably Adams would be the...
I mean, the double bigs are pretty good.
That is true.
Will they limit that in the playoffs, or will that be one of their main parts of their rotation? The two centers, Şengün and Adams, you got Dylan Brooks will play 30-plus as long as he's out of foul trouble. Jalen, you've got Fred and Ahmed. So now you're talking about Jabari and Tari. And do you see a backup guard? Do you see Aaron Holiday for more minutes now that it's playoff time? Probably not. So maybe they go 8-9. Maybe 8.5 to 9, depending on the matchup, as far as who gets to play significant time. We'll see. We're not that far away from figuring that out.
Against the Warriors, because that was all hands on deck game, it looks like. Yeah, everyone was healthy for that one. You had your starting five, the normal starting five. Then you had Jabari Smith playing 27, Tari playing 20, Adams playing 17, Holiday playing 11, and then four guys that played 1 minute. So
yeah, at the end of the game,
I'm just
probably
kind of throwing those guys out. So you had Smith, Eason, Adams, Holiday.
So that's your eight. And maybe you call Aaron your ninth man, but really he's 8.5. Like, depending on how a game is going, he'll get more or less minutes.
And maybe Tate plays more if there's foul trouble among the other wings.
Yeah, so I think they have their eight, and then depending on what's going on, you may get a ninth guy for a bit. And so the rotations probably won't be much more than that throughout the playoffs, as long as health isn't an issue. Okay, we'll go to break with that. We'll talk about some Texans news. That probably was the biggest news of the morning as far as local stuff is concerned. They pay another DB. We'll talk about that when we come back.
We held them to 3 points for a long time in the quarter. It's crazy.
All right. That is Julius Randle in the foreground. But the much louder voice in the background was Anthony Edwards. And if you couldn't pick it up, he goes, "I'm the best in the world. Go tell all the girls," after their win over the Grizzlies last night. Like I said, last night was, hey, can you two potential superstars just be regular old dudes who play great basketball? We'd love to market you more. Instead, we got that from Anthony Edwards, which was funny. And then Ja Morant debuting his new celebration. He tells us that putting the hands over the ears after throwing a grenade was about him blocking out the noise and the words from the haters. Okay, man. But you still threw the grenade.
Yeah.
You still threw that grenade.
No, it's you're taking my words, throwing it out there, and I'm blocking out the haters.
Ah.
So me putting something, you know, close to my mouth, like I'm, you know, maybe pulling a pin out of a grenade
mm-hmm.
and then lobbing it. That's my words.
That's how you show you are throwing words without saying it. You mimic everything we've ever seen in a World War II movie. Okay. All right, man.
Also, I have a little bone to pick. And listen, I'm not a munitions expert by no means.
Neither am I.
The throwing of the grenade, I could use a little bit better form from Jaw.
Yeah, the just overhead toss, underhand
like a
overhead toss,
skyhook.
Yeah, that's. I don't know how the accuracy diminishes if you throw it that way. But I always thought if you're going to throw a grenade, throw it with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And look at your target, set your feet, just like a quarterback would, point your toes at the target, and toss it, not just pew and see what happens.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That seems like a haphazard way to throw a hypothetical grenade.
I remember hearing this in like a history class one time from a professor, and I have no idea if it's true, but it's always stuck in my head, but that the U.S. was just like the U.S. soldiers in whichever the World Wars were better at throwing grenades than the European ones. And they're like, yeah, because these guys grew up playing baseball. And so they just knew how they just knew how to throw something better.
How long does it take to train someone to throw a grenade?
I have no clue. Or maybe it was the shape. They chose the shape because it's like easier. It's more like whatever.
More like a baseball.
Yeah, it's more
because the old grenades
conducive to throwing.
Yeah, because at least the grenades we see in those movies are different from the more modern grenades that we've seen.
More ergodynamic.
In those movies.
They're kind of like Nerf balls.
Yeah, in those movies that we watch. And, hey, look, war movie. Cool, right? Cool. War is cool, right? At least in movie form. I don't know whose name that is. We'll get to them. They want to talk about Kevin Durant. And we'll get to them when we're sure of their name. The news from the Texans, they signed Jalen Petrie. Two, you might consider it a modest deal when you compare it to other safeties. And he's had injury concerns, and there are questions about his tackling that I guess still remain. But he is someone who fits what they want. He is one of their draft picks that showed potential early, and he's been a good player for them, and they want to reward him. But it's not a mega deal, but it's not something that's going to keep them from making other moves, which is a pretty good deal for them. So 3 years, nearly $39 million for Jalen Petrie. So you have him locked up, you have Stingley locked up. Of course, you have the young guys. Well, they're all young, but the younger guys who aren't up for contracts like Bullock and also Lassiter. So 4 of your 5 guys are going to be around here for a long time. And then, of course, you have Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who was nowhere for a long time. But he's kind of your extra piece of a unit that will be very aggressive. They're going to want to hit people and take the ball away. They do a good job of all that. So the secondary, which was a question mark for me last year going into the year, and they had their issues, whether the balls were completed or not. Big plays were available to be had, but overall, when you take the ball away like they did, you'll take maybe some of the potential big play issues. It's a strength now. You're going to get two really good, now what used to be rookies, now in their second year. You paid maybe the top corner in football, and you got a safety/nickel that you like, and then you have the wild card of Johnson. So it's a nice job by Casario and D'Amico of making that a strength. We will see how they attack offensive line, which you can point to as their biggest weakness so far. But Jalen Petrie gets his money. It was speculated in the last week and a half or so that this was going to happen. I know there's an interview he did. I don't know where he was, but he talked about wanting to be a Texan long term, and hopefully something will get done. I'm sure he knew that something was going to get done pretty quickly, and now it has. So Jalen Petrie this morning agrees to an extension with the Houston Texans. Okay, let's get to Gary. He wants to talk about Kevin Durant. What's up, Gary?
No, it wasn't Kevin Durant. John Morant.
Oh, John Morant.
Ant-Man last night.
All right.
Okay, hey, bear with me. Bear with me here, guys. Hey, we went from Alexander Graham Bell phones to now having able to do things on our phone that we couldn't even imagine. What I'm saying is that the times obviously have changed. But what hasn't changed is if you can go to any individual court right now and play pickup ball, and you are going to be on that court with all those intense guys. If you've never been able to play pickup ball in if you play in the kiddie pool or the big boy pool every Sunday or whatever, these guys are not looking at Ja Morant and Ant as a distraction or a nuisance or this and that. That battle last night, we loved it. It was epic. They have a certain set of skills that nobody possessed. Now, I understand the image and likeness and all that. And that comes into play with guys and analysts and people who talk that can't play, that nobody would pick up in a 5-on-5 game. And so we enjoyed that. That was like a Michael Jordan Dominique without all the glitz and glamour. I used to stay glued to the TV when Michael played Dominique or when Magic played Bird. I'm not talking about the charisma and all that. But last night, those two guys, the dunking, the artistry, the intensity, I get all the other stuff off the game, but that game drew me, and I typically I'm not watching games, but I stayed up to watch that game. It's different than Steph and LeBron. They're the good billionaire wives and all that, and they're marketable. But those two were dogs last night, and we are not looking at them throwing the grenade, putting up their ear. We're looking and fascinated on how they challenge each other. Who's going to win this next one down to, when they come down the court? So I get everything else, but if you don't play on the weekends, if you wouldn't be one of the guys that they pick, you'll pick at those two guys, not you guys specifically. But would nobody pick you on a 5-on-5 court on a Sunday, and you got to go over there and play, you know, just run up and down the court? You wouldn't get on that court. You wouldn't understand that. And so that's what I got at. When Ja Morant scored, I was waiting to see what Ant was going to do. When Ant scored, I was waiting to see what Ja was going to do. I could care less about the grenade thing. It was just fascinating to watch them two future superstars currently and future dogs play each other. And they need to have more games not like that. Not Steph and LeBron. They're on their way out. Not Kevin Durant. Those two dogs need to play once a week.
Well, I get the sentiment. Some of that is logistically impossible, but understood. Yeah, it was a... Now, the Wolves, I mistakenly said they pulled away in the fourth. They had a big third quarter where they outscored the Grizz by 27. 52-25 was the third quarter. So they won that game in the third. And to his point, Anthony Edwards goes for 44 and Ja Morant goes for 36. Yeah. As far as the actual game itself, we know those two are great players. It's just that the business of sports goes beyond those guys playing. And I approach it from a point of, What the NBA would love. They would love to those two, considering what you just talked about and what they put on the court, to be guys they could lean into for the next decade, because they're looking for those guys. And right now, I don't know that the NBA has them for different reasons, and those reasons have been discussed over and over again. I do appreciate Gary coming in and going, look, if you can't ball, then you don't get it. Those who do ball,
yeah.
Those who can't, criticize, I believe, is his stance.
Yeah, the real ones know about Ant and Ja. And I do think that is like part of the reason that they like the two things in conflict is what makes them more, I guess, I more of like the people's champ of the NBA.
Sure.
Both of these guys are much more like for the people than when we're talking about like the off-the-court stuff with these guys, that's more in the lens of Adam Silver trying to have, like, perfect corporate automatons that,
sure.
like,
yep.
are, like Gary said, like Steph Curry, who's never said a controversial thing in his life, more or less.
The worst Steph has ever done is throwing a mouthpiece.
Yeah, like, he doesn't really do anything that's, like, crossing any lines or even approaching any lines. Whereas these guys, and obviously part of it's because they're both 23 or however old they are, they are still whatever rough around the edges, but go to any park. That's the thing. No one actually cares about the Ja Morant weapons thing.
No,
it's only something because the league has suspended him for it.
Yeah,
in the past
when he does it on the floor, I think it's funny.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's funny except for Adam Silver, and that
he's got a business to run,
and that is just something that we as an American people love. We love the rogue outlaw making the small town sheriff throw down his hat and be like, dang, nabbit, Ja Morant's at it again.
When I look at Adam Silver, I think small town sheriff. I'm sure he would thrive in a small town.
He actually, he seemed more like the deputy, to be honest. Yeah, it's a little bit more Barney Fife energy.
And he got upgraded because the deputy had to retire. Yeah. And like Andy retired and was like, "I'm done with this. I'm done arresting drunks.
Yeah.
I'm done, you know, getting into disputes with the local cherry picker and the guy who owns the bar. It's your turn, Barney." And Barney's like, "Gee golly, I don't know."
Exactly. And that's
Adam how Adam Silver's handled things.
We're like, all right, Steph and LeBron have carried this product.
He's tried to deputize them
15, 20 years. And Barney, now, up to you.
It's up to you now.
Here's John Morant.
Who's the Barney in this? Is it Adam Silver? Is it Ja and Ant trying to carry the product?
No, I think they're the townspeople.
The townspeople, okay.
And the NBA is just the town trying to run smoothly.
Gotcha. And we got Barney Fife, Barney Silver, trying to make things work. He's got ideas. Some of them go, some of them don't. Most of them, as far as trying to make the product more interesting, have failed. And now he's just trying to find a couple guys he can lean on and just, you know, roll them out there and stop paying attention. He's been able to do that with Steph and LeBron
and KD
for a decade plus. Now he's looking for his next ones. And these guys are like, whatever. It ain't going to be me.
Have you seen Instagram these days?
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, try Austin Reeves. See how much you get out of that.
Yeah, when LeBron was coming up, he didn't have this right here.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sorry. So there it is. It was a good game last night. Two teams who are nearing 50 wins won't get there and may be who the Rockets see in the playoffs. So, Gary, you may not get Ant and Ja once a week, but you may get one of them for 6 or 7 games playing the Houston Rockets. We'll see how that plays out. Okay, we'll go to break with that. If you want to get in on the show and tell us why you were a dog at the park. Is that what Gary was saying? That he was a dog. He had that dog in him at the local park. If you were picking Gary, you're going to have a long afternoon again if you had to play against him. I probably should have asked him more, but he was on the roll. I just let him go. All right, we will get to break. But before we do that, I want to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That's the website, aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's where you go if you got a plumbing issue. It could be big or small. Maybe you need a whole repipe. You need all the pipes in your home redone. They can do that for you. Or maybe it's something small. You're not a plumber. You don't know how to fix a leak. They can do that for you too. And while those prices may differ just because of the work that needs to be done, you can find out that price before that work even starts. You don't want to get charged for something just for a consultation. So if you go on the website and call them at 281-488-6238, you can walk them through what you think the issue is, and they can kind of tell you what that price might be, because Aqueduct Plumbing Company knows you are not an expert in this. Why? You're going to get advice from the guys who are. So whether it's a plumbing contractor you're looking for, or maybe you need a traditional water heater installed, or maybe a tankless one, they will provide that for you. Simple drain cleanings they can do as well. So go to the website, aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Call them at 281-488-6238. That's the website when you need a great plumber, Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Welcome back. Michael Carroll, who will join us at 11:30, just walked by. He helped me out, so did Sean. I was trying to figure out the name, and it's embarrassing that I didn't remember the name, Viola Davis. She is in a movie we may discuss a little bit later called G20. She plays the American president, but also as an action star. She wears a slinky red dress, and she's murdering people who are attacking the country, I believe, from the trailer. That's what I saw. I'm sure there's more to it than that, but let's just say she's an evening wear saving the country. Maybe Michael has a review of that. We will see. But let's get to Larry. Larry wants to talk on the show. What's up, Larry?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I totally agree with what's it called, Gary?
Yeah, Gary.
Hey, man, and I'm pretty sure y'all play basketball. I mean, you know, pick up basketball on the out there, find y'all Finnegan Park somewhere. Hey, man, that's just how the game goes. The only people that complain about him doing all that theatrical stuff. I mean, nobody worried about that but Adam Silver. You know, even the guy that don't even get picked don't even be complaining on the basketball court. You know what I'm saying? So I can't see. I guess the culture is different. I'm like him. You know, I was used to seeing. I was in that. I'm a 70s baby. So I've seen Bird go against Magic. Bird go against Jordan, you know. So I've seen the good days where they just, where it was going at it. And that's, I mean, really, honestly, I'm like him. I barely watch basketball. And I caught that game like in about halftime, and I watched the rest of the game. I barely watched the whole game. Period. So that's what the NBA needs, reality.
I think those two guys, you know, are guys who the NBA can lean on, and they're exciting. They're in a game where you got the best athletes in the world, those two take it to another level. You can tell. There's just a difference between the way they move, the way they play, than others. I led the show off it because I thought it was funny more than anything else. I do think those two guys, if they happen to go on runs, it's good. I think it's good for the game. It just so happens that when you are trying to combine the personalities of those two with trying to market a sport that appears to be in some trouble, every time Larry, you say you play ball, you like ball in the 70s and 80s, and you don't even watch. This is the problem the NBA has. How do we get people to watch?
Exactly.
And I don't, for whatever reason, exactly. I don't believe they think Joss stuff beyond what he does on the floor is the way to get it. You're one guy, and I would agree. He's not going to turn me off, but I guess they've seen that he may turn others off. It's just they got a problem. I don't know how they fix it, and they clearly don't know either.
Yeah, because, these guys, like you said, Garrett said it, them guys went at it. I mean, you got a bunch of these younger players, man. It's just a different culture. So these people need to stop with that. I mean, you know, like you said, I mean, they wasn't doing all the theatrics when Jordan was playing and Bird was going to get stuff. But that was good. That was good basketball. These guys was really going at it. Now you got all these buddies. They hang out together. They don't take the game serious. That's why most people love the game.
Appreciate it, Larry. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your input on that. I do think Adam Silver. Hey, Ja, can you do the Michael Jordan shrug? We take that over the other stuff. The Knicks and him had their back and forth. Him and Reggie got in fights. Michael Jordan was scrapped too, but the iconic things you remember, the shrug, the tongue out, all that stuff. The NBA's been searching for their next LeBron and Steph and maybe Ja and Ant will do that, but it won't be in the way the NBA likes, and they'll have to figure that out. Either way, the games will be on. We'll watch them, and I'll enjoy them. But I do think he should always evolve this from guns to grenades. Maybe a rocket launcher. I don't know what else you do
against
after that.
Against Houston in the first round of the playoffs.
But that's a different type of rocket launcher than what I'm talking about. Like him mimicking the rockets going up in the space is different than putting something on your shoulder and firing at a helicopter. I don't know which one he's gonna do. But either way, I hope to see the Grizzlies because I think the Rockets win that one. But also, you have a superstar on the other side that I'd like to see play.
I hope to play the Grizzlies because they fired their coach 2 weeks ago.
Yes, and we had to talk
or
about
a week ago. Was it a week ago?
Maybe a week plus, but around. Maybe, was it last Friday?
It was on a Friday.
Yeah, well, maybe two Fridays ago now because they played.
Yeah, they played a few games.
Yeah.
So it's probably 2 weeks. Yeah, they fired their coach 2 weeks ago, so I would like to play them. And then you might ask, well, Denver just fired the coach. Yeah, Denver has Nikola Jokic.
Yeah,
I don't want that.
I don't want them. I don't know. Maybe Jamal Murray comes back healthy. Either way, I don't want to see those two guys in the playoffs. But give me Ja. Let him go for 45. Fire off a grenade or two, or toss a grenade or two, and the Rockets beat him in five or six. Whatever it takes.
Have Desmond Bane looking like that? That my daily routine guy, jacking up shots.
And I need Santi Aldama to be overwhelmed by Rockets athleticism. Oh, I saw enough of that in the regular season. Bring that to the playoffs too. Watch him,
Aldama, right here.
Watch him be overwhelmed and be an unplayable player, despite having a pretty good year because the Rockets are just too quick and too fast.
I want Tari Eason to bully Santi Aldama.
Bully's aggressive, but torture him is what I was looking for. Basketball,
that's more aggressive.
Basketball torture him is what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Make his life on the court a living hell.
Okay,
that's what I'm looking for, and then make whoever the coach is in Memphis, because I wasn't going to learn the name of the interim coach. Some respect, please.
Whatever.
Some respect for the two rivals in Olympic hockey, please. that's the only time I can think of them ever playing against each other.
And downward ski slalom whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure some downhill. They've had some epic battles in the Olympics. But either way, torture the Finnish coach, torture Santi Aldama, and make Jaren Jackson. He's got a look on his face when things aren't going well. I'd like to see that look a couple of times in the next week or so.
He's also a big, how do I have 5,000 15 minutes guy?
Because we saw this Jaren. We saw all of them, and they're all dumb.
Just swiping at everything.
You got some Carl Anthony Towns in you.
Yeah.
Trust. And if Jaren Jackson's going to be in foul trouble, welcome that to the party, too. Okay, we'll go to break here. We got a small segment, or we'll see how Sean handles it. We're getting close to 11 o'clock. And, of course, you want to be like Gary. And was it Gary and Larry? Is that what happened?
It was Gary and Larry, I noticed that.
Yeah. If your name is Harry, you want to call in?
Yeah.
Or just fake like your name is Harry.
Sherry.
Just to keep it going.
We're open up to Sherry's.
It doesn't really matter whether your name rhymes with the previous two callers.
Barry.
Or not. Terry.
Terry.
Trust me, there's plenty of these we can get to, but we're not going to try all of them before we go to break here. Whatever your name is, you can call in 713-780-3776 as we're getting closer and closer to the weekend. So join us before that happens. We'll be back. This will be a short one. We'll get out of here and then get into the second hour. I mentioned this early on. Talked a lot of basketball today, thanks to Gary and Larry, and really my start of the show. But a play-in legend is back at it, Sean. There's been one player who's played in every play-in tournament, including the one in the bubble. Remember that? When it was like an 8-game sprint for those teams? I think the Blazers went 8-0 or something like that and made the play-in.
And there's only going to be a play-in game if they finished within like 3 games because they had to shorten the season.
Yeah, and the Blazers had to go undefeated. I think even the Suns went undefeated.
The Suns went undefeated but didn't make it.
But they didn't make it. Maybe the Blazers did too or whatever. They made it in and eventually made the playoffs. Jonas Valanciunas. He has played in every version of the play-in, whether it be the one that came from out of the bubble or the one that was actually in the bubble.
Play-in king.
Play-in king. He leads in some stats, as you might imagine, considering he's always playing in it.
No way.
Points and rebounds. He has the most points and rebounds in play-in history. Somehow, some way.
It's actually pretty ridiculous.
It was about
points.
Yeah, it was about to end, but the Wizards traded him. The streak was going to end, but he wound up in Sacramento.
That's a good point. Good point.
I'm glad history... Or disaster was averted. Now he can play in another play-in game.
Because he's made the play-in with, I'm just off the top of my head, the Grizzlies and the Wizards?
No, never the Wizards. 24 and 25, he didn't. He's made it with the Grizzlies and the Pelicans.
I forgot about the Pelicans.
And now the Kings. Because he's with the Pelicans from 21 to 24. Grizzlies 19 to 21. So he's been on teams who have been in those spots.
That was like a Bradley Beal Wizards team that made the play-in with Westbrook.
Yeah.
Denver, they're already like
tired of him.
Not sure if he's coming back next year. It's like, yeah, that's the Russell Westbrook experience. Yep. Is that it's a little rough at the beginning. They find their stride. Percentage of the team fan base goes, see, how dare people disrespect Russell Westbrook.
Look how hard he plays, he plays with.
And then you lose like 3 games basically because you have Russell Westbrook
on your team.
You're
playing 4-5 on offense, and he either wants to take those shots on the perimeter that people want him to take, or he's forced to because no one else is going to get a shot in this possession. Of course, he predictably misses them.
Yeah, or the more ridiculous Westbrook stuff where there's like probably not a guy in the league that does the things that Westbrook does, like that Minnesota game where it's like it's one thing to get a steal and then you could dribble out the clock but go up for a layup. Not many guys just like completely brick the layup, like a relatively
not even really contested at all.
just completely miss the layup,
and then go, know what I'm going to do?
Foul a 3-point.
You think I'm done here?
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished.
Yeah, I got one more in me, and this is going to cost us a game, and maybe lead to Mike Malone getting. Excuse me, he likes Michael, but maybe I can call him Mike. He ain't got a job
more. Unemployed.
I can call you whatever I want. We ain't got a job.
Yeah,
Michael Malone,
welfare Mike.
Well, I feel like those contracts he got are going to keep him
unemployment
off of that
unemployment line, yeah. Buddy.
I'm sure he's making his. I'm sure he's filling out the forms right now. But maybe what he did led to Michael Malone getting fired. That game broke the Nuggets, mid thought. I see a carry up there. So the streak continues. I'm going to say this is not a real carry.
So they'll have to wait.
Yes. I would normally get to you, but I don't believe your name is actually Carry because you're in on the bit. So we'll hear from Carry when we come back. We're done with hour one. And the Nugget fans, as Sean pointed out, are done with Russell Westbrook. Except they're not because they're going to see him at least 4 games in the playoffs and maybe more because Jokic is on the floor. So they may win a couple as well. Really, the question for them is how healthy is Jamal Murray? Not a Rockets problem. Our problem is... Who the hell are we going to play? We'll figure that out over the next couple of days. Okay, we'll get to Kerry when we come back for hour two.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.